Johnston from the Ulster Teachers Union. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
David, this is a bit of a shambles, to be honest. We knew there was a storm coming from last Thursday. We organised ourselves at 20 past 10 last night. That reflects very poorly on the authorities in Northern Ireland.
You know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we have to begin, it's the safety and well-being of our children that has to be paramount in all of these discussions. And the original advice was that the storm would be hitting here at 3 o'clock. And so, I have listened to your last caller's, frustrations. But, you know, as you have said, children travelling home, I mean, from 3 o'clock, some children's journey could be half an hour, 40 minutes. The weather here, this storm, is unpredictable. It may end up just a stormy day, or we could have those gusts of up to 80 miles an hour. And therefore, the Department of Education did take that advice, albeit very late, and it isn't acceptable, but they did take that advice late, issue that advice late last night, advising us to close our schools.
Yeah, but did they panic because the Republic had made the decision? They seem to be a bit, you know, rabbit caught in the headlights, headless chicken. These terms are all being used on social media.
I was at home yesterday, and we were getting everything put away yesterday. We were getting ourselves organised as a family. Surely the Department of Education should have informed principals much earlier. We did receive updated weather information on Friday morning, actually, on behalf of the Met Office, informing us as schools that we could have gusts up to 80 miles an hour. The department would have received that information as well. And I suppose, as a school principal, I would have liked to have known on Friday whether or not the advice was for my school to close.
Now, teachers will be off today. Some will probably be lying in their beds. Others will be in the school, on the ground, continuing on with work. And needless to say, some will be parents who are trying to organise their kids too. But I'm looking at texts and emails, and almost the teachers have been blamed for it. They said teachers will down tools at the drop of a hat, says this text that's right in front of me. That's a misunderstanding of what's going on.
That's a huge misunderstanding. I mean, my staff have been on the phone sending me messages. Some of the staff have actually wanted to come into school, and your suggestion that some of the teachers will be lying in their bed, absolutely not true at all. I mean, that's a different conversation whenever we talk about the teacher workload. This will be an opportunity actually for teachers maybe to catch up on the work that they haven't got completed to date. Again, we have three children at home. I mean, my plans have been disrupted today as a result. I'm staying at home to look after the three children. My wife, she's a vice principal as well. She has to stay at home. She's bringing her work at home to complete it there. So,
yeah, the work has to be done. Teachers will get paid today. It's an exceptional closure day. They will get paid. Other people who are being sent home from work or who have been told not to come into work, they may not be so lucky.
And again, lots of individual stories. We do try to encourage, you know, people to have those emergency plans in place to ensure childcare is available. But I do understand that, you know, that cannot always be exercised, and it's an unfortunate position that some families find themselves in this morning.
David, thank you very much. David Thompson from the Ulster Teachers Union. As I say, a number of you are actually blaming the teacher, but listen, you have to look at this in terms of reality. Reality and nothing other than reality. And it's not the fault of your primary school or secondary school teacher. The late notice that you got last night, it's down to the authorities. They were very late coming to the table with an issue that had been on the cards. The possibility of this severe storm had been on the cards from last Thursday. So why were they not keeping a closer eye on it? Your opinions are very welcome. 90 333 105.